From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. A major fire continues to grow in the Angeles National Forest. It's now burned 71 square miles and is heading to the top of Mount Wilson, where several radio stations, television stations, and cell phone providers have their transmitters. Two firefighters were killed yesterday when their vehicle flipped over on the mountainside. Thousands of people have fled their homes. Officials are concerned about residents who are ignoring evacuation orders. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
At least 10,000 homes are threatened by the largest blaze in Los Angeles County. The flames accelerated Sunday afternoon when winds kicked up, heightening the danger to mountain communities such as Acton. Some homes have been destroyed, and a few residents who didn't heed an evacuation notice suffered burns. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called on residents living in the vicinity of any of the 10 active wildfires to take evacuation instructions seriously. In addition to erratic winds, firefighters have been hampered by temperatures in the 90s. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Mexican authorities have issued a hurricane watch for the southern portion of the Baja California Peninsula. As Hurricane Jimena approaches, at least 10,000 people have been told to leave their homes. Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it's now a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 145 miles per hour.
It's a rather small storm, so we don't think at this point the storm surge will be as much of an issue. There will still be some heavy rainfall once it spreads up into that area, but right now the main concern is the strong winds.
Category 4 hurricanes are considered to be extremely dangerous and can cause devastating damage if they make landfall. Jimena is expected to reach the resort of Los Cabos tomorrow, where the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is scheduled to hold a meeting on tax havens. South Korea says that it's hopeful for better relations with Tokyo after yesterday's landslide victory for the Democratic Party of Japan. From Seoul, Dwalisa Kautau reports.
A government official at South Korea's presidential Blue House says the outcome of Japan's election reflects the Japanese people's aspiration for change and reform. The senior official said the victory by Japan's opposition leader Yukio Hatoyama is an opportunity for South Korea-Japan relations to improve. Hatoyama visited Seoul earlier this summer, meeting with South Korea's president Lee Myung-bak. Hatoyama is expected to replace Japan's Prime Minister Taro Aso, who said late Sunday that the most important thing is rejuvenating his Liberal Democratic Party. The Liberal Democrats ruled Japan for nearly all of the past 54 years. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Stocks fell in Tokyo today. The Nikkei average lost 41 points. This is NPR News. General Stanley McChrystal is expected to release today a new strategy for conducting the war in Afghanistan. McChrystal has been working on a new plan since being made the commander of U.S. forces and NATO forces in Afghanistan. There's no indication whether he plans to ask for more troops. McChrystal is now in charge of more than 100,000 Western troops, including 63,000 Americans. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was indicted yesterday on a number of corruption charges. This is the first such indictment of a current or past prime minister in Israel's history. Linda Gradstein reports.
The former prime minister and a senior aide were charged with accepting cash envelopes from American businessman Morris Talansky. Olmert is also suspected of illegally double billing several charities for travel expenses and then using the money to finance personal and family trips abroad. In a third case, Olmert allegedly granted financial favors to his former law partner. The charges against Olmert include fraud, breach of trust, and failure to report income. The charges follow months of investigations and date back to when Olmert was mayor of Jerusalem and trade minister in the 1990s, but surfaced when he was prime minister and eventually forced him to step down. The attorney general dropped several other corruption cases against Olmert for lack of evidence. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Space Shuttle Discovery docked with the International Space Station last night. It's delivering lab equipment, supplies, and some genetically altered mice for part of a study on bone loss. Discovery is to spend more than a week at the orbiting outpost. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.